The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. Today, we'll attempt to sort out the good information from the bad and set the record straight on your good health. Healthcare and wellness issues can be so confusing these days, with information constantly changing. Let us help you learn what you need to know. Now, here is your host, Dr. Neil Nathan.
Welcome to the Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, from Gordon Medical Associates. I would like to thank our sponsors, Research Nutritionals, BioResource, Frequency Specific Microcurrent, Real Time Laboratories, and Natural Immunogenics for making this program possible. Since I personally use these products in my practice on a regular basis, as our program unfolds, I'll be mentioning some of those products when appropriate. So, this is a taped show, so please feel free to email me any questions you have about it to neilnathan@earthlink.net, and we'll be happy to talk about it or answer those questions on our next aired broadcast. So, without further ado, I am delighted to present to you Dr. Alan Vinitsky. Dr. Vinitsky is a creative, inventive, passionate physician, board certified in internal medicine and pediatrics. His practice is called Enlightened Medicine, and he has consulted with patients of all ages, both nationally and internationally. He has created several nutritional products, Methylift and Rescue Me, which I'm certain we will get to during this broadcast because I would like you all to hear about that, to support the treatment of methylation and other nutritional imbalances. Dr. Vinitsky has some fascinating and forward-thinking concepts about how to treat methylation in a more progressive and effective way, which we're going to talk about. He has also co-authored Energy, The Essence of Environmental Health with Natalie Golos, and has a chapter in the medical text, Advancing Medicine with Food and Nutrients, in the second edition, entitled Bipolar Disorder, an Environmental and Nutritional Approach with Dr. Ronald Parks. So, without further ado, I'm delighted to present Dr. Alan Vinitsky.
Hi there.
Hi there, Alan. Welcome to the show.
I'm very happy to be here with you.
Great. Well, I've been talking to Alan for a couple of weeks now, and he has a lot of fascinating ideas and treatments, which I hope we will get to during the course of today's broadcast. So one thing, Alan, why don't you start by telling us a bit about your practice, because you have a pretty fascinating practice. We can let our listeners get an idea of what kind of work you're doing.
Well, I've been in practice for quite a number of years, and I have patients of all ages come to see me since I'm a pediatrician and an internist. I started out in primary care medicine, but my practice has evolved to patients with chronic illnesses such as chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, mold-related illnesses, especially mycotoxin-related illnesses, autonomic nervous system dysfunction, chronic Lyme disease, and nutritional deficiencies. That's just kind of the overview, but there's never ceases to be a new day when something different shows up.
Right, and those are the subjects, as you know, near and dear to my heart. We spend quite a lot of time on this show talking about them because I don't think they get enough airtime in conventional medicine. I think that many patients are not aware of them, not aware of what we've learned, and that's part of the hope of this program, to bring that information to the public so they can begin to find hope and get information that may help them to solve some of their complicated problems.
Well, that's that's what people come to see me about. It's usually about, many times they've come to see me after they've seen sometimes 10 to 20 doctors and
yes.
or other healthcare practitioners. So it's not unusual, and it takes quite a bit of unraveling to be able to sort those type of things out.
Right, and that's kind of what our show is about, teaching the public, our listeners, how do we do this unraveling process? And I'm hopeful that we are beginning to help move that information forward. So maybe we should get a little more detailed at this point. One of the things that initially drew me to talking with you, Alan, was your understanding, actually exceptional grasp of the process of methylation, which we've talked about in some of our previous broadcasts. We did a program with Dr. Ben Lynch a few months ago. Methylation being an extremely important process in all of our biochemical reactions. There are perhaps 150 or more reactions in the body that absolutely depend on taking a methyl group, which is simply a carbon atom surrounded by three hydrogens, and tacking that on to another molecule. It doesn't sound like a complicated thing, but if you don't do it well, your body might be pretty unhappy. So, Alan, why don't you share with us the kinds of observations you made that helped you begin to understand this in a different way?
Well, a lot of what I have done relates to how I got started in all of this. I heard Bill Walsh talk about methylation, maybe 16 or 17 years ago, and he's with the Pfeiffer Institute. And he taught me about over-methylation and under-methylation and measuring histamine whole blood levels, not histamine plasma levels. And I began to inquire what all this methylation business is all about. And one of the things that I realized very quickly is that in the course of making the molecule called SAMI, we have something very unique at our disposal, and that is the essential amino acid methionine. All essential amino acids have to be obtained from our diet, but methionine is unique in that it gets to be recycled, and that's what's special about it. So I began to understand that when Martin Paul, another specialist in the concept of methylation and oxidative stress, had taught me that we relate to hydroxocobalamin as a scavenger for nitric oxide, and that relates to chemical sensitivity, among other medical conditions. And as a consequence of that, I began to look at vitamins in a whole new way.
Why don't we back up a bit and talk about what does it mean to be a scavenger for some of these materials so that the listening audience can maybe get a better picture for that?
Sure. If you to scavenge means to clean up, basically, and if you have a vitamin, its ordinary function would be to make a chemical reaction happen at body temperature instead of at very, very high heat. And so traditionally, we've thought of vitamins like vitamin B12 or methylcobalamin, one form, as just being a functional part of a chemical reaction. But functioning as a scavenger, the vitamin can literally attach to a substance and take it out of the picture, and it may be causing something adverse. So nitric oxide, for example, when it's beneficial, helps to vasodilate, helps nerves to work better, but when it's producing inflammation, that's kind of nasty. So the body has learned a way to handle nitric oxide when there's inflammation involved, and that's to use a specific form of B12 called hydroxocobalamin. There are other B vitamins as well, like niacinamide, that also clean up nitric oxide, but for the purposes of methylation, we're talking about hydroxocobalamin being unique among all the different forms of B12 as being the scavenger for nitric oxide.
which is very important. Again, again for listeners, there's several different forms of vitamin B12. It's not just one thing. And in the last 5 years, we have really begun to learn more about the different kinds of B12 and how they need to be used, if you will, differently. For example, methyl B12 got a huge boost when it was discovered that it was very helpful in treating autistic children. And then it became, I would say, Ellen, the primary B12 product when, for a variety of reasons, which I think we should talk about, there's actually better forms for most of the chemistry that we need to use. I mean, for me, hydroxy B12 is more generally useful for most people. Your thoughts?
I totally agree with you. The reason for that is that hydroxocobalamin actually functions as the starting point for making the different forms of B12. There's adenosylcobalamin, which is used in muscles, and the methylcobalamin, of course, and the one that is most typical in vitamin supplements is synthetic. It's cyanocobalamin, and we don't really use that in any special way. And the doses that are in a standard multivitamin are very trivial. So when we're talking about using hydroxycobalamin, it's a different scenario entirely. And what's exciting about it is that if you take vitamin B12 as hydroxycobalamin, and let's say you put it inside your cheek or under your tongue, then it becomes virtually like putting it into your vein. And that's what makes it special. Whereas most people, when they swallow a B12 formulation, it gets absorbed at the tail end of the small intestine, and then it gets attached right away to a carrier protein. And that's why the absorbed version of vitamin B12 will not do anything relative to cleaning up the stress markers. So it's unique to be able to distribute vitamin B12 for cleaning up stress.
Right. Back in the old days, and I unfortunately qualify for that term, the only form of B12 we used was what Alan referred to as cyanocobalamin. And the only way you could really be sure it was absorbed into the body, because it didn't always make it through the stomach properly, was by injection. And what I love about the hydroxy B12 is that because it is absorbed beautifully under the tongue, I pretty much don't have to inject anybody anymore. And it makes it much, much more pleasant.
And I agree with you 100%. When patients come to me and they've already been injecting, or they ask, well, shouldn't I get an injection of B12? Well, the answer is no, because invariably you can do the same thing by putting it inside your mouth, and it absorbs very quickly that way. So it's very exciting. What makes my approach to treating methylation different from most everybody else's is that I developed an approach that incorporates both dihydrofolate, which is the natural form of folic acid, to be combined in a specific ratio with the hydroxycobalamin. And when I recognized that there was a pretty fixed ratio in that regard, we've got much better responses. When I first learned about the hydroxycobalamin functioning as a nitric oxide scavenger, I was having patients administering it by themselves by itself, and people would get anxious many times. And that surprised me, because they already had very, very high levels of folic acid in many instances. But what I discovered was that it was important to administer the folic acid at the same time as the hydroxycobalamin. And that's what led me to create the Methylift product. So it's very special. The reason that it seems to work is that the dihydrofolate functions as a scavenger too. And that goes back to my ancient biochemistry textbook. And whenever folic acid ever sees formaldehyde in the body, it turns out that there's a binding effect immediately. And so it's never been discussed in the medical literature to any degree, but that's exactly what's happening. And folic acid has a still further effect on scavenging. It turns out that folic acid is part glutamate, and for people who are familiar with it, glutamate is an excitatory amino acid, and it causes anxiety in lots of folks. So folic acid actually has the capacity to have multiple glutamates attached to it as well. So its unique capacity is functioning as a dual scavenger, just as we would be addressing the scavenging effect of hydroxycobalamin.
So I'd like to come back to that in just a moment.
Sure.
But first, I'd like to talk about one of our fine sponsors. I'd like to talk about Research Nutritionals, which is very well known for its specialty immune, energy, and detox formulations to promote a healthier quality of life for some of our most difficult patients. They've done a great deal of clinical research, and in this context of this discussion, I'd like to mention two of their products. One is called ATP Fuel, and the other one is Ribose Cardio. And so ATP Fuel is a particular product that has been used to help improve mitochondrial function, which is extremely important in energy production and membrane repair. Ribose Cardio is a product which includes D-ribose, which is excellent for energy production, L-carnitine, acetyl-L-carnitine, malic acid, and a magnesium. And those are all major ingredients to help the energy reactions of the body proceed. So I'd like to mention those products to you and to remind you to learn more by going to researchnutritionals.com or call them at 800-755-3402. And with that, we'll go to a break.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan at earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have any questions, please email me at neilnathan at earthlink.net, and I will respond at our next scheduled broadcast. I'm delighted to continue our discussion with Dr. Alan Vinitsky. He's been helping us to understand the very important materials, hydroxy B12 and dihydrofolate, a particular product that he has a great interest in, as scavengers for glutamate. And what we mean by that is glutamate is a very, very excitatory chemical to the brain. We know that, for example, in our autistic kids, there's a high level of glutamate in the brain, which is partly responsible for their hyperactive brain processes, which make it difficult for them to focus and function. It also is excitatory in the sense that it will contribute enormously to anxiety. So having a different way of taking products that will help us methylate is an exciting new opportunity. Am I getting that right, Alan?
Yes. When we were talking before the break, I mentioned that dihydrofolate has the capacity to hold on to many glutamate molecules all at the same time, because there, we have typically an enzyme that's going to work to attach those. And it turns out that when the folate is has multiple glutamates on it, then that folate does not participate in the methylation reaction. So it's basically functioning as a storage facility, if you will, for excess amounts of glutamate. And I find that particularly exciting, and that's what makes the Methylif product that I created unique in the treatment of anxiety type of conditions. And it's even more exciting in that when we, as I mentioned before, that hydroxycobalamin functions to, when taken by itself, it made people anxious. And what I recognized was that there's a priority in the way the body uses the molecule called SAMI, which is the carrier for that methyl group that we were talking about. So I observed along the way that the body has to stay alive by making adrenaline, but you can't live with it forever, so you have to be able to turn it off. And so I recognize that that's at the top of my list that I call the methylation priority principle. By contrast, at the actual bottom of the list is the molecule called creatine. Creatine is made with SAMI, or in the presence of arginine plus glycine. And so that's a storage molecule for energy in the brain, heart, and muscle. So that's like putting money in the bank. So I put that at the very bottom of the list, and I figured that if you could sacrifice energy storage, and we all have trouble putting our money in the bank sometimes, it's that concept that put the creatine at the bottom of the list. So I observed that, let's say, histamine is another molecule that's processed by methylation, and I put that into a stress response capacity. Many of the metals that we happen to deal with are and try to detoxify are also methylated. So is estrogen. And so I put those as stress responders, and they've come in right underneath adrenaline. Then below that are the neurotransmitters, which are dopamine and norepinephrine, serotonin, and melatonin. And those are basically relate to all the bodily functions, such as mood and memory and balance and coordination and alertness and so on. And so those would take the next level down. And then there's the healing aspects of methylation, which is RNA synthesis, which makes proteins, and DNA repair. So that's kind of the general ranking of what I call the methylation priority principle, and incorporated in that are all the 150 other methylation pathways that, Neil, you referred to previously. So when I look at this concept, I'm trying to make the body become so efficient in making SAMI that your body never has to want for it. But if you don't have enough ability to make SAMI, then I predict that your body will sacrifice those that it has to, that it can give up until it can get around to it, which happen to be the healing and repairing parts. And then if you still have further problems, then you'll have difficulty with bodily functions, which then may turn into problems with the autonomic nervous system. Then you might have trouble with detoxing. And finally, having trouble processing adrenaline. And those people are at the absolute worst scenario of anxiety and stress and so on. So that's the concept of the methylation priority principle in setting up what we need to do. So I look at the pathway, which is incredibly complex, but I've made a cartoon out of it. And I put the molecule methionine at the top of the loop, and I put homocysteine at the bottom of the loop. And when you get homocysteine to go back to methionine, you have I call it loading the methionine slingshot. Basically, that's the methylation side, the preparation for methylation, and that's why we have the product called Methylift. That involves B12, hydroxyl-B12, dihydrofolate, and the molecule glutathione that we're supposed to be making in our bodies. And if we don't have all that working together, then you can't get homocysteine back to methionine, in which case you develop a protein destruction. By contrast, if you can make that loop work infinitely well, then your body can start to eventually make some new proteins. Of course, we're doing that all the time, but the question is, when people are chronically ill, you usually don't have enough to be able to do all that, and you'll sacrifice the protein. So what happens? You don't make new bone, you don't make new muscle, you don't make skin, hair, nails, you can't make your antibodies, you can't make your functional proteins like digestive enzymes and so on. And those get sacrificed in the course of dealing with chronic stress. And so my goal has been to make that loop work infinitely well. The next concept that I would talk about is...
Well, first of all, let me back you up a smidge, Alan. So in practice, in seeing people using that principle, give us some thoughts or examples so we can begin to understand better what are you looking at in terms of symptoms, what are you looking at in terms of lab testing that will help you figure out where you are in that priority and what you're going to do in what order.
Okay. So the first step is that I always measure B12 and folic acid levels. I also measure homocysteine, and I'm checking a blood count and measuring the MCV, which is standard in a blood count, and I'll frequently measure a creatine level as well. The symptoms that we're usually seeing are people who are most often anxious. They might be depressed. They might have what I call the autonomic paradoxes. They will have sleep disturbances. They'll feel they'll have tachycardias, meaning rapid heartbeats. They might have irregular heartbeats. They'll feel short of breath frequently because their diaphragms aren't working properly. They might have bowel habit disturbances, excess of sweating, lack of sweating, cold hands and feet, dizziness when standing, dizziness on even moving and sitting, exhaustion when they try to exercise or even move, get their chores done. In short, people become disabled frequently because they don't have their ability to methylate. So I will assess this very extensively because relative to their environmental exposures, because usually it's something in their environment that set them off. Many times they don't know it. It might be their diet on the foods that they've consumed. It might be that they have fillings in their mouth, which is a common problem. They might have had insect bites or tick bites. They might have been around cigarette smoke or other carbon monoxide exposures. They could have had mold exposures, which include the effects of mycotoxins. So there are many, many situations. I just mentioned also pesticides and other fumes, renovations to houses, renovations in the workplace, very, very many circumstances.
So a wide variety of insults to the body, toxins, infections, nutritional imbalances can all contribute to a difficulty with the ability to methylate.
That's correct. And the reason for the difficulty...
And you're going to look at all of them because you realize that it's not just simple enough to go, okay, we'll get you methylating better, because for most people, especially the sick people that we see, there's not just one of these, but multiple ones operating simultaneously.
Absolutely. The important part to understand that I think is critical is that when the body is stressing with illness, they're making these two major stress markers. One of them is called malondialdehyde, and the second one is nitric oxide. And the third stress marker is the depletion of the molecule I referred to earlier called glutathione. And the glutathione has been used up because it's busy cleaning up toxins such as the even simple acetaminophen, metals like mercury, and pesticides and so on. So what happens is your body, in my estimation and observations, is your body will use up your available nutrients to clean up the stress markers. Those same two stress markers, hydroxycobalamin and dihydrofolate, and let me repeat myself. Nitric oxide is the stress marker, and malondialdehyde is the second stress marker, and your body continues to make them at all times throughout the day, even when you are feeling well. So, and if you happen to have a life adverse situation, like you're in somebody in the family just died, or you just lost your job, or some such, then your body is making many more of those stress markers, and the consequence will be that your body will choose to use up those nutrients, the B12 and the dihydrofolate, at the expense of making methylation work. And your body will always choose to do that first, and that, over time, leads to the depletion of the body's ability to methylate. And then that's when the body starts to sacrifice those functions at the bottom of my methylation priority list.
That's an excellent model for us to work with here. So let's take a moment to talk about a few more sponsors, and we'll take this discussion up again very shortly. So let me mention several more of our fabulous sponsors that allow this program to be brought to you. First, I'd like to mention the Real Time Laboratories. Real Time Laboratories is the lab that measures mycotoxins in the urine, mold toxins. They have enabled us to be able to make that diagnosis. Dr. Vinitsky has been talking about that as a common, actually, unrecognized source of stress to the body that has to be dealt with. Real-Time Laboratories offers both urine and nasal washing kits that allow us to measure the exact amount of mold toxin in the body and monitor it. So to learn more, please go to realtimelab.com, 855-692-6767. The other product that I would like to, a company that I'd like to mention now, is that of frequency-specific microcurrent. Frequency-specific microcurrent is a very gentle use of electrical energy in tiny, tiny amounts channeled through very, very specific frequencies to create healing in the body. It is particularly helpful in this context for detoxification. We can assist in the functioning of the liver, kidney, lymphatics, skin, and gut. We can specifically eliminate certain toxins from the body, including metals and mold and many others, by using the correct frequencies. To learn more, please go to frequencyspecific.com and find a practitioner near you. With that, we'll go to another break.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan at earthlink.net. Now, back to the cutting edge of health and wellness today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have questions, please email them to me at neilnathan@earthlink.net, and we will answer that at our next scheduled broadcast. So, I am delighted to continue our discussion with Dr. Alan Vinitsky. We've been talking about his unique understanding of the very important process of methylation, and he's developed some unique products that will help us to improve on that. Now, I can attest to the fact that I first started working with Dr. Vinitsky's materials a few months ago, and I have had several patients who have had difficulty with our usual methylation protocol switch to his product of Methylift, and I can very quickly after we started, I have one particular patient who I have followed for 15 years. She has struggled with chronic fatigue, cognitive impairment, brain fog, and fatigue, and she called me 3 days after she started the Methylift and told me, wow, she said, I haven't felt this good in years. So, Alan, that got my attention.
Well, I'm very, very impressed, but that's pretty much what we see in probably around 70 to 80% of patients. The folks who do very nicely respond very quickly. Those who have difficulties probably have some of the nuanced variations that Dr. Yaskow and Dr. Lynch talk about. Because there are so many genetic variations that interfere with the proper functioning of methylation or preparing the body for proper methylation. And then there are some other folks who have difficulties, too, with other genetics because they don't use the SAMe molecule correctly, and that will set them up to be much more anxious than expected. But for the people who don't have those type of genetics problems, then using Methylift will work very nicely. When I first discovered this at the very beginning of learning the relationship between the hydroxycobalamin and folic acid, we had a couple of autistic patients, one of whom was a little girl, age 7, who had never been able to sleep. And we tested her autonomic nervous system with a technique called ANSAR, which is called heart rate variability. It's the only test that simultaneously assesses the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. And I won't go into too many details, except to say that the parasympathetic is calming and healing, and the sympathetic is the fight or flight response in the body. And we can assess that with computer monitoring. And in this particular case, the little girl had Rett syndrome and autism, and she was only in balance in her autonomic nervous system when she was asleep in her mother's arms. As soon as she woke up, she had a paradoxical response with a hypersympathetic activity, which is typical of kids with autism. Nevertheless, we had just discovered the 5-to-2 ratio of folic acid to B12, and it turned out that her mother was a compounding pharmacist, and she created the B12 and folic acid ratio for her, and I got a call back within the first week. She says, I can't thank you enough. She's sleeping for the first time in her life. So that was one of the other remarkable events. Now, at that time, we hadn't come up with using the B12 and folic acid simultaneously, but under the tongue. But the B12 we had available. And there was a woman who had chronic Lyme disease who I had been treating, and she was having a panic reaction with hypertension, rapid pulse, very, very anxious. And she says, well, how much folic acid do you take and how much B12 do you take? And I said, well, you have 1 milligram tablets of folic acid. Unfortunately, the folic acid absorbs just right after the stomach, and so it goes in pretty fast. So I told her to take folic acid until you notice something different. She had put a B12 hydroxycobalamin under her tongue at the time. So she took 1 milligram, she didn't get any response. She took 2 milligrams, she still got no response, so now she's up to 3. She took another 2 milligrams, and lo and behold, her blood pressure comes to normal, her pulse comes to normal, and she feels immediately calm. that was the another consequence of feeling relaxed and very quickly in response to the 5-to-2 ratio. We have many patients we've watched where they've had decreased numbers of extra heartbeats on their Holter monitors. We've seen improvement in their pulmonary function, and because there's a relationship relative to the stress markers that go up and the glutathione goes down in people with asthma. And so when we give them the B12 and the folic acid, their asthma gets better. When we use the B12 and the folic acid as methylift, then their need for allergy medications like Allegra and Claritin and Zyrtec and so on, those typically go down because they've been processing their histamine. So those are some of the examples of patients who've responded very nicely, which tends to confirm my methylation priority principle.
Take a second, Alan, to please tell us how you use the methylift. Okay,
sure.
So they get a bottle of methylift. What are your instructions to them about how to use it to find their optimal dose?
Okay. Everybody's dose is actually somewhat different. When I have people starting out, they're used to using medications or supplements on a fixed basis. So I'll frequently have people start out with a one tablet inside the cheek three times a day. Some people are reluctant because they've been having chemical reaction or sensitivity type of reactions. We sometimes have to guide them through their first doses in the office because they've been too anxious to begin with or having too many reactions. But for the usual patient, if their B12 level in their bloodstream is more than 500 to begin with, then their chances of having an adrenaline type of reaction are less. If the B12 level is less than 500, that's frequently associated with autonomic nervous system dysfunction, and that's what fits with my observation that the first thing that their bodies are going to do is respond with adrenaline. So if they respond with an adrenaline response, I have them monitoring their blood pressure and their pulse at the same time. And if they have a reaction, the quicker the methylift dissolves under their tongue, the probability, or inside their cheek, then the probability is that they need it very briskly, in which case they probably need a second dose almost as soon as the first one is finished. Then the second dose usually is the calming dose. Sometimes it requires still a third dose. But most of the time, that's how people can get started. Other people who have they're just feeling fatigued, I'll have them start off using one dose three times a day. Some people will use eventually get to two doses three times a day. I personally use one or two at a time. And I will use more of them at nighttime because it helps us to make melatonin. And it works very nicely for sleep just as well as for during the daytime.
Do you ever use it like if you have someone acutely anxious with elevated blood pressure? Do you ever do that in the office, titrate them while they're still there?
Yes, we will frequently do that. One of the patients that I can remember came because he had severe blood pressure, tachycardia, and it turned out he was in part going through alcohol withdrawal. He had been drinking an incredible amount, and we gave him the B12 and the folic acid. This was before we actually had the methylift, but the same principle was in play. And we'd monitor his blood pressure. His blood pressure started to come down, and his pulse started to come down, and his comments were, boy, I'm really feeling calm. So it took about two or three doses in order to be able to help to reduce the symptomatology.
So patients can titrate their symptoms to try to figure out what the right dose for them would be.
That's correct. Now, there are many different factors that will influence the rate at which the methylift will dissolve inside the cheek or under the tongue. The concept is that if your body needs it and can use it, then it will dissolve faster, but if your body can't use it at that particular time, it will tend to dissolve slower. Now, the importance about that is that we found that since it helps to lower blood pressure, it's opening up blood vessels. And when you open up blood vessels, you have more space for volume. In other words, circulation. So you need more fluid. And that brings us to an important concept that most often people will have a rapid heartbeat and excess fright or flight type of responses when they're dehydrated. In other words, they don't have enough volume. But then the patients often tell me, you know what, I'm drinking plenty and I'm peeing plenty. Well, that's part of the problem, is that the body uses the messenger histamine to let us know that we're actually dehydrated. Now, I'm just as a side on this, I've coined a new word that's called dishydration. And that's because I found that too many people were telling me, well, I'm drinking enough, but the problem is not that they, they're not drinking enough, but they don't have the water in the right place in their bodies. And so I call that dishydration. This occurs when people have inflammation. Anytime people have inflammation, they've got edema. And that means fluid where it doesn't belong. And then they tend to borrow the water from their cells, which then leaves them dishydrated, if you will, in their tissues, and they won't function as well. So whenever you consume hydroxycobalamin and folate together, you as methylift, you are basically opening up your blood vessels and you're creating space for more volume to be needed. So it's very important to stay hydrated. Drink water before you take the methylift, and you should also use a moderate amount of sea salt. You can use one or two sprinkles, depending upon circumstances and what your blood pressure is, before you actually take the methylift. And it's always better to have done that. And that will help you to be able to handle the methylifts. When I say handle, sometimes because the blood pressure actually does go low, we actually have to help the body to hold on to more salt, in which case we'll use something like licorice root. And that will help. So
to help their adrenals function better.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. So let me introduce a couple more of our sponsors, and we'll come back to this subject very shortly. So first, I would like to mention the company Natural Immunogenics. They're at natural-immunogenics.com. These are the folks who make hydrosol silver. Some people think of it as colloidal silver, which we use beautifully to help with all of the various infections that we're treating, which is very, very helpful in treating mold patients, where we believe that those with mold toxicity, it's growing in their sinus and gut, and we can use it orally, nasally, or even intravenously to help with a wide variety of infections. So learn more by going to natural-immunogenics.com at 888-328-8840. And I would also like to mention the BioResource Company, BioResource. They're located right near us in Northern California. They have been promoting the German homeopathics for at least the last 16 years. And in the context of what we're talking about today with detoxification, I particularly want to mention their detox kit, which includes three superb materials, Apohepat, Renelix, R-E-N-E-L-I-X, and Itiris, I-T-I-R-E-S, which helps with liver, kidney, and lymph drainage. Also like to mention in this context, we're talking a lot about stress, their stress kit, which includes three different substances, Psystabil, P-S-Y-S-T-A-B-I-L, NuRegen, N-E-U-R-E-G-E-N, and Dalektron, D-A-L-E-K-T-R-O-N, which helps particularly with mineral absorption, electrolyte and support of mineral nutrients, which Dr. Vinitsky's just been talking about. So that's BioResource at BioResourceInc.com, 800-203-3775 to learn more. And with that, we'll go to another break.
opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan at earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I'm joined by Dr. Alan Vinitsky. We've been having a fascinating discussion about methylation, stress, anxiety, and biochemically how to help our bodies cope with it. So, Alan, to continue in your discussion about the methylation priority principle, after you've begun the process, what do you do next?
Well, along the way, I had mentioned that we assess the B12 level, folate level, homocysteine level, and histamine levels for starters. And it turns out that if I use a level of normal for homocysteine of 6, and so if I see people start out with a homocysteine level that's a little bit above that but not terribly high, like let's say 7 or 8, then when I start them on methylift, the next thing that's going to happen is that their homocysteine level is likely to drop if they're responders. And if that's the case, then it implies that even though we're working towards making the number of what I call energy loops, that means methionine going to homocysteine and recycling again, we want that to all that you already have in your body to work infinitely well. But it's not sufficient to just do that, because you can make more SAMe molecules if and only if you add more methionine. And it turns out that your body becomes upregulated towards producing more and more SAMe when you start to add more methionine. It turns out also that if you don't do that, then your body will take homocysteine and run it into another molecule called thiolactone, which is what destroys protein. So we want to draw the thiolactone back into the loop. It works much, much better when you start to add more methionine, and then you can actually get the body to do the repair and healing that we're trying to accomplish.
So what kind of doses of methionine are we talking about here?
Well, that may range from 500 milligrams for some folks. I have some kids who have taken 250, 500. In other cases, we have as much as 2 or 3 grams in the course of time, and they might be in 500 milligram doses. What's interesting about that is that once we start, that we know that somebody is benefiting from methylation with methylift, there may come a point where they won't be able to use the methylift as well. The methylift may start to dissolve a little bit more slowly, and so you have to assess what's making the methylift dissolve more slowly. One of those is needing more methionine. So once you make more loops available, then the body will want more methylift again. Other things that we will influence whether or not the methylift is dissolving at a reasonable rate has to do with how much vitamin C is around, how much glutathione is around, because if there's not enough glutathione, I don't care how much methylift you're taking, you're not going to be able to use it. And that ties in with how the muscles work as the next step in all of this. And that's one of the special reasons why we use methylift rather than methylcobalamin most of the time, because methylcobalamin doesn't get involved in muscle contraction, whereas when you take hydroxycobalamin and combine it with glutathione, then you form another type of B12 called adenosylcobalamin, and that's very specifically involved in muscle contraction and mitochondrial function. So that's why we get a double whammy, so to speak, when we use methylift versus using methylcobalamin.
And you can monitor how people are doing with the methionine by rechecking their homocysteine, which is a very simple blood test.
Absolutely, yes. And another factor that that we pay attention to is the MCV. I'm looking at the trend of which way the MCV is going. The higher the MCV, the less efficient the body is in using B12 or glutathione or both. And then in the other direction, of course, is when the MCV has gone way low, it may indicate iron deficiency or lead toxicity or both. And sometimes, here's the trick, is when the MCV winds up in the mid-range, is it perfectly normal, or do you have lots of different things going on at the same time? Most of our colleagues, Neil, I'm sure you recognize, don't pick up on normals and say that there might be two things at opposite ends of the spectrum working at the same time.
Right. The MCV that Alan's referring to stands for mean corpuscular volume. It's a item that is found on every CBC complete blood count that you all get. So it's a very easy number to come across and look at as we go along. So, Alan, how can people get hold of Methylift?
So Methylift is available. The best way is to contact our website, www.enlightenedmedicine.net, or our and there we will have an 800 phone number for you to be able to get hold of us, or you can send us a request on that website and we will be able to respond to you and get back to you.
Excellent. And what if someone wanted to make an appointment to see you?
They would again contact us through the that particular website, www.enlightenedmedicine.net, and that will help people. Will be able to get back in touch with you. We also have an 800 number, and let's see if I can find that for you. The 800 number that we have is 1-855-877-6007.
Excellent. So all of you take note of that. I think Alan has discovered some very important stuff here. We literally have about a minute left in the program, Alan. Any other words of wisdom you'd like to impart before we sign off?
Sure. So in a very short fashion, we see lots of patients who respond very nicely once they're overcoming their fatigue. We think about the autonomic nervous system as a marker for that. And sometimes we see people who are very, very stressed, and it looks to them like they feel like they are running, even though they're walking. And it's like they're running a marathon when they're actually just sitting. And that's the cause, oftentimes the cause of their fatigue. We can get people to start to respond using the methylation and a whole series of other nutrients to help overcome that fatigue.
Fabulous. Alan, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that your information will be of great help to all of our listeners. So thanks again. And to our listeners, thank you for listening. Be well, and come and join us next week when we will delve into more fascinating information about helping you heal.
Thank you again for joining us for The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. Please join Dr. Neil Nathan again next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. And this week, apply what you've learned today to enjoy better health.